You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Maiken Scott. From space dust to the fallout from Tuesday's election, the results meant big wins for the Republicans. They took control of the Senate and won some of the closest governor's races. Carolyn Beeler is joining us now in the studio to talk about the implications of the midterms on health and environmental policies. Hi, Carolyn.
Hi, Maiken.
Now, first off, Tom Wolf, as expected, defeated incumbent Pennsylvania Governor Tom Corbett on Tuesday. Corbett spent much of the past year developing something called Healthy PA, which is an expanded insurance program for the poor, an alternative to a Medicaid expansion. What's going to happen to that program now under Wolf?
Well, Wolf, during his campaign, said he'd scrap Corbett's plan and go for a straight Medicaid expansion. So it looks like Corbett's program, as it is now, is likely going to disappear. That program, Healthy PA, got around technically expanding Medicaid by using federal subsidies to pay for private insurance plans for poor Pennsylvanians, people just above the poverty line. The potential problem here is timing. Wolf doesn't take office until mid-January, and coverage starts at the beginning of January for the expected half a million new enrollees. So any changes to the program are going to have to happen while people are actually already on the insurance.
So what does that mean? They just don't have insurance then?
No, what I'm hearing is that it's likely that as long as people don't have a gap in coverage, the federal government will be likely to work with the state to transform Healthy PA into Medicaid or something that looks a lot like it, if indeed that's what Wolf does.
And what's the difference, if you can sum it up, between a Medicaid expansion and Healthy PA?
There are some differences in coverage, but a big thing is that Healthy PA was going to start charging enrollees premiums in 2016, so that would be scrapped under traditional Medicaid. Cost-wise, Corbett said Healthy PA will save the state money. Wolf says that Medicaid expansion is going to add $3 billion to the state's GDP. So right now it's sort of he said, he said.
All right, we'll see. We have to talk about fracking quickly before we move on to the national results. That was a big topic during this election.
Right, and after the election, a lot of environmentalists are pretty happy. Some of the gas companies, not so happy. Wolf campaigned on a 5% tax on natural gas production in Pennsylvania instead of Corbett's current local impact fee. But he'll have to get that passed a Republican legislature, and the natural gas drillers are certain to put up a fight, so it's sort of not clear at this point if he'll be able to deliver on that campaign promise. Wolf also supports moratoriums on new oil and gas leasing in state parks and forests and a moratorium on hydraulic fracturing in the Delaware River Basin.
Let's look at some of the national results. A lot of Republicans campaigned on repealing or defunding the Affordable Care Act. What's going to happen now?
So it's likely that there's going to be a symbolic vote, a symbolic bill to repeal or defund the Affordable Care Act. Even Mitch McConnell at this point, though, says, you know, that's not actually going to happen. So pretty quickly, they're likely to move to the nitty-gritties of trying to whittle away at certain provisions of the law. In his victory speech Wednesday, presumed Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell outlined some specific provisions he's likely to start going after.
I will say this for sure. There are pieces of it that are deeply, deeply unpopular with the American people. The medical device tax, which has exported an enormous number of jobs. The loss of the 40-hour work week, big, big mistake. That ought to be restored. The individual mandate, people hate it.
That loss of the 40-hour work week comments referring to the rule that requires full-time workers to be covered by their employers, but defines full-time as 30 hours a week instead of 40.
But what are the actual chances of any of this actually getting repealed?
Well, I'd say the medical device tax is low-hanging fruit. The president, after the election, didn't say a flat-out no when that repeal was brought up. Many think it's also possible there might be some changes to the employer mandate. But the individual mandate, that requirement that everyone has insurance, is sort of what makes the whole Affordable Care Act work economically, and that's really not likely to go anywhere.
Let's talk about the environment. What does the new makeup of the Senate mean for environmental policies?
Well, one thing we're likely to see sooner rather than later is a law coming from the Republican Senate pushing for the Keystone XL pipeline. That's not likely to get past a presidential veto. Beyond that, it's likely the Senate is going to try to start chipping away at President Obama's Clean Power Plan rule. That's the rule that requires states to reduce their carbon emissions coming from power plants. The Senate might try to repeal that rule or try to defund the Environmental Protection Agency through the appropriations process. But I talked to the Brookings Institution's Bill Antholis, and he says both of those things would require presidential approval, which they wouldn't get.
And so instead, what's likely to happen is the EPA will continue to get funded based on continuing resolutions and the like. And there will be a bit of a standstill.
Ultimately, legislators will likely try to slow down environmental proceedings with lots of questioning and hearings and document requests.
It will definitely continue to add to the stalemate in Washington, or at least to the hostility between the administration and Congress.
So everybody's talking about working together and getting stuff done,
right.
But sounds like a little bit of more of the same coming our way.
Yeah, at least on some of these controversial issues, I think there will be significant gridlock in Washington still.
And Carolyn, of course, there's a lot more to be considered and thought about, and we've posted a lot of that information on our website.
Right. A lot of links on whyy.org/thepulse.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Thanks, Mikan.